really, really blessed. That's great. So we've been doing a series called Relationships Matter. And at first we thought, well, this was a bit of a break from that. But it isn't, to be honest, because this is about you going deeper in your relationship with Jesus. Do you know why? Because relationship to God matters. The Bible tells us that He is love. He is relationship. And what you're doing today takes you into a new level of your relationship with Jesus. This matters. Amen? This matters. Baptism, a deeper relationship. Those are my notes. Those are the notices. So this morning there were five. Is there six there? That's six. Five. Five young people going to be baptized. And I'm just going to talk to you for a short amount of time, I promise, on just what it really means to be baptized. So, baptism. To be more specific, water baptism. And what we believe here is total immersion. You are going all the way under. If there's that little bit of fringe that's sticking up, yeah? If there's that little bit of fringe that's sticking up, you are going back down again. Because we believe in total immersion. Because this is something that signifies your current self completely dying. But I'll explain that. So, what's it? So, why Jesus instructed it? Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the ends of the age. Amen. So Jesus says, make disciples and baptize them. It's a commandment. It's something that Jesus at least instructs us to be doing. But what is it? You think you know. It's your death. Do you know this morning is about your death? Okay? Don't worry. It's a symbolic act. Where are our scriptures? Romans 6. Well then, should we keep on sinning so that God can show us more and more of His wonderful grace? Of course not. Since we have died to sin, how can we continue to live in it? Or have you forgotten that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined Him in death? For we died and was buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. This is about you dying with Christ. This is about the old man absolutely being put to death. But praise the Lord, it's a symbolic act. We're not really going to be doing any killing this morning. So, Jesus got baptized as well. So let's just have a look at that. I haven't put the scripture up for some reason. Matthew 3:13-17. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so, for this is what is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. When he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So Jesus got baptized. You're in good company. Because John says, no, you should be baptizing me. Jesus says, no, this is important. Baptism is important. Do you know what happened that signifies what will happen today? When Jesus was baptized, the heavens opened. Are you ready? Are you ready for you, the heavens, to open? Okay. What else? The Holy Spirit ascended like a dove. Wouldn't that be cool, hey? I mean, come on. That would just be cool. Now, I want you to stand up and I want you to look at the crowd there. Stand up. I see them all. Didn't make me do this. Now, can you just show these wonderful five people if you have been filled with the Holy Spirit? Put your hands up. Keep your hands up if a dove ascended down. Okay, so if a dove doesn't, you can sit down now, but you'll be up again. If a dove doesn't descend down, it doesn't mean the Holy Spirit hasn't come. Okay? These people here have been filled with the Holy Spirit and they've never seen a dove. Next. God spoke. Stand up. James is going to say, Ben, this is not what you do. Come on, God, this is really important. Turn around. Now, put up your hand if God has spoken to you. Keep your hand up if you've heard an audible voice. Keep your hand up if every time God speaks to you, you hear an audible voice. So, you can sit down. God will speak to you, but just because you don't hear anything doesn't mean he's not spoken. You saw all those hands go down. Yeah? God will. So the Holy Spirit is going to fall. Well, first you're going to die. Then the heavens will be open. The Holy Spirit will fall and God will speak to you. Be listening. Be listening in here for God to speak to you. Okay? It's a declaration. I'm well off my notes. So what are we declaring? Sorry. Since we've been united with him in his death, we have also been raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin, for when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Let's declare this together. I am united with Christ in death and resurrected into his likeness. I am set free from the power of sin. Death no longer has any power over me. I am dead to sin and alive to God. Come on. Yeah? That's what's happening. Dead to sin and alive to God. Hallelujah. Oh, this is good. Okay. So when you step into the baptismal tank, you're carrying your cross in. You're carrying your cross into the baptismal tank. Is it baptismal? Baptism. Andrea pulled me up several times this week. She said, Ben, you're saying it wrong. Because when Jesus died on the cross, you died with him. You died with him. And today we're symbolically recreating that. What else? It's a prophetic act. That the old man is dead. The sin nature is no longer in me. I can overcome all temptation through Christ who strengthens me. Listen, if baptism is just a symbolic act, then today all that's going to happen is you're going to get wet. But there's something far deeper. There's a change in the spiritual realm that goes on. Yeah, that means actually when you come up out of the water, you go in with a cross, you come out with a crown. Amen? You go in with a cross, you come out with a crown. There's something very real that's going to happen. It's not just you getting wet. Amen? Oh, that's so good. Okay, that means that even though my flesh... Hold on. We take you out of the tank. When we lift you out of the water, the old man is dead. And we prophesy that you are now new. A new Adam. And you no longer have the sin nature in you. That means you don't have to sin. That means that even though my flesh still wants to sin and we battle against it, you now have the power, the freedom to say no to that sin. To say no to that sin. And the Bible says that when we do, if we do trip up, we have an advocate, somebody who will argue on our account. So we don't need to worry because we all trip up from time to time. But you have the power over every single temptation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As well as symbolizing spiritual truth, baptism is also a prophetic act, demonstrating to the power of darkness, demonstrating to the power of God, the wisdom of God. Prophetic acts in the Bible have power to bring heaven to earth. Baptism is more than a symbolic act. It causes a spiritual shift. So this morning, there's going to be a spiritual shift in your lives. SCF members, people that come here regularly. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been baptized, yeah, then there's an opportunity this morning. Come and speak to one of the leaders. Is David here? He was standing over there earlier on. He is? Okay, come and speak to Sally or to Andrea or to me if during the worship time, obviously not Andrea, that you want to get baptized. If you are born again, if you have given your life to Jesus and are working at following him and haven't been baptized, and we only say as a member of SCF because we want to be in relationship with you, yeah? If you're not a member and want to be baptized, come and speak to me afterwards and we'll find out where you go. I believe there are at least three people here this morning who God is encouraging you to be baptized. One, you actually don't believe you've qualified. You're born again, but you don't believe you're good enough. You struggle with various things. You're thinking, gosh, if I'm going to be baptized, I shouldn't struggle with these things. But if you genuinely, hand on your heart, want to walk as Christ called you to walk, then you're qualified. He has qualified you. Get baptized this morning. I think there's somebody else who may have been christened, and you're struggling with that because actually you think baptism is a one-time thing. And we believe it is. Yeah? And therefore, I cannot be baptized again. Here at Solihull Christian Fellowship, we believe that you must have acknowledged Christ as Savior, that you must be walking in faith. And to be able to have done that, you've got to be of a certain age. So just remove that from you. You're under our covering this morning. And if you are under that thing, I was christened, I cannot be baptized, it's a lie. And the third person, there may just be an attitude. You've been told you have to, that you should. And even now I pray the Holy Spirit would reveal to you that you've allowed an attitude to build up. So you just push it away. Because, you know, hey, I'll do it in my time. The Lord says, now's the time. Now's the time. And there may be more. If you haven't been baptized and you're a member of SCF, following Jesus, and just because that wasn't your situation, you can be baptized this morning. The biggest hurdle is to throw off your Britishness that you haven't got to change your clothes. That is actually the biggest hurdle this morning. Am I right? Those who get baptized have access to the Father. You now have access to all the spiritual benefits of being in a relationship with Jesus. Everything is open to you. Heaven's resources are there. Look at this. Ephesians 1:3. All praise to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Romans teaches that our unity is in his death and resurrection. That's baptism. When we're baptized, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. If you've not been baptized and you're following Jesus, why wouldn't you want that? This morning, there's a wonderful opportunity. So I am so excited for each one of you. And again, dove comes down or not, Holy Spirit will ascend. You hear a voice or not, God will speak. Do not let the enemy rob you of anything today. Today is significant. Church, questions for you to ponder. To those who are followers of Jesus and have not yet been baptized, should you? That's a question to ask yourself, because I believe you should. Yeah? But I want you to think about it. To those who have been baptized, are you walking as that new man or as the old clothes creeped on again? Repent. Take off the old clothes, put on the new, and walk as the new man. We don't get baptized again. The prophetic act is done. You have done it all. There's no re-baptism unless you didn't know what you were doing. It's done. And actually, if we get baptized again and again and again, we make a mockery of what today is. So if you're thinking, gosh, I've just lost something, repent. Take off the old clothes, put on the new, and walk as the new man. Amen. James, do you want to come and... No? Word of God, testimonies from each, plus someone to pray for them. So I'm going to call people out. So, do you want to come up? And if you are praying with them, for them, sharing a word. Can you come and stand with them?